It's EV News briefly for Wednesday, the 19th of October. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the long show, Renault and Nissan are trying to arrange their marriage in a slightly better way rather than heading towards a divorce after 20 years. The alliance was somewhat dysfunctional, but it did bring us cars like the electric Leaf and the electric Zoe. Now, without that charismatic Carlos Ghosn figure in charge, both companies have been doing their own thing lately, but now they want to get closer together again and work together. Nissan will invest in Renault's EV business. Nissan could buy part of it. Renault will build the new Nissan Micra, and we'll wait and see where that goes. Remember the Moke, the little 1960s buggy thing, the Moke? It's going electric. Last sold in the US in 1982, and now the British company is bringing it back. Highway legal, with a 44-horsepower motor and a top speed of 50 miles an hour, 80 miles on a charge. In the UK, the second-hand EV market is booming, as cars that were coming into the new market 2, 3, 4 years ago, coming off finance agreements and coming out of fleets and hitting the used car market, which is... we're doing a couple of things. I mean, this podcast is sponsored by rsev.co.uk. So I do have a bit of a hotline into someone who sells cars for a living. And Richard was saying that the used car market is certainly very fluid at the moment, and prices are changing at different price points as well. And so hopefully, with more cars coming onto the market, perhaps it will mean that people can get into used cars that previously they would never have been able to afford. More supply, hopefully, might make pricing a little more sensible. We'll wait and see. Now, new car registrations in the US have hit 458,000 up to the year so far. Well, the data goes to the end of August, so it's a little laggy. So the first 8 months of the year, 458,000. Two-thirds of the market in America, though, is still Tesla, which is just incredible because their share is nothing like that. I think it's in double figures. It's above 10%. But yeah, like when we talk about EVs, I have to keep reminding myself and my US audience, which is pretty sizable, actually, the market is so much Tesla in the US, whereas over here, there's just a ton of choice, at lower price points as well. So, again, great news that those numbers are up like 100-something% year on year in the US. It was 2.5% new car registrations, now 5.1% pure EV year so far. Rolls-Royce announcing the Spectre will be delivered this time next year for a 2024 model year. It's a super coupe with 260 miles of range, all electric, quiet, powerful, exactly what electric motors are really good for. Don't know the pricing, but it'll sit somewhere between the Cullinan and the Phantom. So, well, you know, if you've got $400,000 lying down the back of the sofa, you should grab yourself one. It'll be very nice. Rolls-Royce Spectre, they say, has been tuned from freezing conditions to Africa, but most of the testing done on the kind of roads they'll be driven on, in the Côte d'Azur, the French Riviera, to get that suspension system wafty. Now, they didn't use that word, but I will. So that kind of each wheel can decouple the anti-roll bars, act independently, be very Rolls-Royce-y and waft. Just wafting everywhere. And if I ever got to drive that vehicle, doubtful, I would love to have a play in the first full electric Rolls-Royce. Now, Tesla's Cybertruck batteries will initially be made in Fremont, according to a Teslarati report, made at their Cato Road facility, and then shipped to Fremont, made into Cybertruck batteries, and then shipped to Austin. And the European-focused Lexus UX 300e, getting a bigger battery from 54 to 73 kilowatt-hours for next year's all-electric version. BMW announcing they'll invest $1.7 billion to build EVs, but $1 billion on an EV factory in South Carolina and $700 million on a battery assembly line. And that's briefly...
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.